Shout it loud, hallelujah. Shout a Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Now shout a miracle receiving, hallelujah. You will pray this prayer for yourself before we go into the words of God for this morning. And the prayers I want you to pray now is prayer to take charge of your environment. Say this loud and clear. Let my environment become too hot for the enemy to handle. In the name of Jesus, declare that your environment will be too hot for the enemy to handle. Let my environment be too hot for the enemy to handle. In the name of Jesus. Let my environment be too hot for the enemy to handle. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. They spoke to Elijah. The man of God, come down. But he says, if I be a man of God, let fire come down. Every cry of devotion against my life this year, in the name of Jesus, let the cry of devotion be disgraced and destroyed. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Every cry of demotion against my life this year, die. I refuse to be demoted, physically and spiritually. In the name of Jesus. Masekate abo shende abo santo laba. Aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, this year, the sun of my glory shall not go down. I want you to pray this very well. Can you say this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. The Son of my glory shall not go down. Basikaya bo shende rabo son tokaya ba. Ribo sepia. Yes. Amen. Complete, complete, complete in Him. I am complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him. I am complete. Sing it loud and clear. Come. Yes. Yes. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. Oh, we are complete. Oh, complete. Yes. 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 There's nothing more that I can do, for Jesus did it all. There's nothing more that I can do, for Jesus did it all. There's nothing more that I can do, for Jesus did it all. Oh, Wonderful God, we thank you for this wonderful morning. We praise your holy name for bringing us here. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon our lives. Speak to our innermost man. Let spiritual fire, heavenly fire, descend upon our soul in the name of Jesus. And by the time we leave this place, let men see your glory upon our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you as you sit down. As we take our Bibles. This morning we are looking at what is titled The Dangerous Highway. The Dangerous Highway. The Dangerous Highway. The highway for man to come to life is the highway of birth. And you don't see anyone coming to the world without passing through that highway. The highway of exit of human beings from earth is the highway of death. Only in two instances in scripture have you seen men define that highway. But the highway is the highway of death to depart. Then your highway to eternity, there are two. One highway is good. The other one is very bad. Let's start with the good one. In the book of Isaiah chapter 35, look at the wonderful verse 8. Isaiah chapter 35 from verse 8. Let's see the good highway. And a highway shall be there, and a way. It shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. But it shall be for those, the way-fearing men, though fools, people will call them foolish, stupid, not modern, not civilized, not stylish, they shall not err therein. You may call them fools, but they will not miss the road. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there. The redeemed shall walk there. I remember this wonderful Sunday, the story our primary school teacher used to tell us in those days. He told us about a competition to win the king's daughter's hand in marriage. And the king decided that the condition for winning his daughter's hand in marriage was to win a race. And people looked at it and all of them concluded that, well, if the condition is to run a race and win, there is no point in anybody competing with the dog, that the dog should win. So the dog was going there practically unopposed. But then a few days to the competition, tortoise turned up. And those of you who were not born in Lagos, you know the tortoise, that it can run very well. The tortoise is a very slow animal. Everybody laughed at Mr. Tortoise when he went to put in, but tortoise did his homework well. A day to the competition, tortoise got nice, big, juicy bone, and he arranged them across the racetrack. The race started in the morning. Tortoise took off, the dog took off. But immediately the dog took off, from the corner of his eye, he saw this nice, juicy bone. He went there and started eating. Something was telling the dog, you are in a race. But another thing was telling the dog, don't worry, tortoise is slow. I will finish the bone, I will catch up and still win. So tortoise kept moving while the dog was eating. So the dog finished the first bone. Went back to the racetrack. As he ran again, almost halfway, he saw a more juicy bone than the first one. The dog went there again. And according to that story, Mr. Dog was busy with his bone while the slow-moving tortoise won the race. This day, the enemy has given bones to so many Christians to keep them busy. And yes. This is what majority of the believers are busy licking and eating while the race is going on. Satan has handed over bones to so many believers, and they are now out of the highway of holiness. The Bible says, and a highway shall be there, and a way, it shall be called the way of holiness. No unclean thing shall move therein. So, but the wayfarers, though fools, will not err therein. The great apostle, Babaola, said one night he was praying, and he saw this revelation. Said he saw three farmers, and they were working really hard. But the first farmer was planting yams and was watering it. The second farmer was planting a stone. He too was watering it. The third farmer was planting nothing. He was just putting water there. And he said, oh Lord, I don't understand this revelation. So the Lord said, those are the three kinds of people in any church. So that one planting yams, they are the one on the highway of holiness. Heaven is their target. They know that everything that man is struggling for and running about for here, one day somebody will stand by their corpse and say, dust to dust, ash to ash, and that is it. How you say, but I must pursue my business, I must have money. One day, they will put that money in your hand, you will not be able to hold it. I cannot do without sleeping with men and women. One day, they will undress you, you will not be able to do anything. So those first group are those who are heading towards heaven. And they are working out their salvation with fear and trembling. So now you see that group planting stone, the farmer planting stone. Those are the people who are demonic, they have bad spirits, evil intention, and they are in the house of God. There are those, when they want to come to a prayer meeting, when they know the prayer meeting is strong, they bring out their witchcraft, they hang it on a tree, and they come to the service without it. And when they close the service, they collect it back. So they know they are demonic, they know they are satanic, but right there, they are dead. The third group of people who are planting nothing are those who are coming to church, but their lives are against God. No change at all in their lifestyle. They go to church without a clear idea of what is happening there. And this is very sad. When you say salvation, they don't understand. Redemption, they don't understand. Sanctification is not clear. Unfortunately, many of us have taken lightly what God has taken seriously. The total submission of your body, your soul, and your spirit to the Lord is what you call holiness. That's the highway of holiness. And the highway shall be there, and the way, it shall be called the way of holiness. No unclean thing shall move therein. So, but the wayfarers, though fools, God wants quality and not quantity. God does not manage people. I'm trying my best. God will manage it like that. No. God does not share people with things. It's an insult for God to be sharing you with your fighting, your malice, your anger, your adultery, your fornication. It's an insult. And I want you to understand this, beloved. God does not bother about majority. If I write from the beginning of scripture, God has never been interested in a crowd. Because he wants quality and not quantity. Psalm 9:17 tells us that God does not mind turning a whole nation into hellfire. The whole nation. God does not mind. So I want you to understand that one. Enoch preached and preached and preached. As a result of that message and everything, plus what Noah did, the sermons of Noah, only 8 people were saved. God was not bothered. God was not bothered. This disaster of the tsunami, wave, and storms, there were 2 things I read about it that shook me. Number 1, corpses that were being gathered were corpses of human beings. They can't find plenty animals. They had lots of elephants, lions, They were still alive. They didn't die.
The animals seemed to know what was coming and they ran. That's the first thing that shocked me. The second one was what one British lady was saying. She said, the day before the waves came, she was just tired of staying in a hotel. She decided to go to these palm readers. And she said, the old woman looked at her palm. I said, you are a lucky woman. You are a lucky woman. I said, but tomorrow, don't go to the sea. Bad wave is coming. That was the instruction she had from a palm reader, an agent of Satan, showing that everything that happened, Satan was fully in charge. He knew what was good. Many have died in that disaster now. Majority have gone to hell. God does not mind. Of the generation of Abraham and all the tribe, as large as it was only Abraham God called out. An army of 32,000 presented themselves to Gideon. God just took 300. 600,000 men left Egypt. Only two out of 600,000 got to the promise. Look at the ratio of 2/600,000. God was not bothered. Jesus, after preaching and working for 3.5 years, gathered 120. So I wanted to check your life this morning, so you know which path you are treading. Check it very well. A minister of God had a vision. He had the largest church in the city. That was early 60s. 2,500 members in his church. One night he had this revelation. An angel of God came and stood by him and rang a bell. Bagam! And out of the 2,500 persons in his church, 1,000 walked out. I said, ah, why? Who are those? Danger smiled. I said, those are not part of you. Okay? I said, well, at least we still have 1,500. Danger said, hold on. The bell came again. Bagam! Another 1,000 walked out. Remaining 500. Tell angel, who are those? He said, they are not part of you. He thought the angel was going to stop. The angel said, no. One more bell. Bagam! And 380 walked out. Remaining 120. And the angel said, these are your church members. He said, how about those other ones? He said, they don't belong here. They are just part of you, so that when you shout hallelujah, it will be loud. And when you want to buy benches, buy fans, buy things, they are to provide it. But they are like signboards pointing to the direction, but never leaving the same spot. I want you to understand that unless you begin to walk the way of holiness, there is no alternative. You walk the other way. In this world, we have battles to fight, no doubt. But then if you don't fight the battle against the flesh, then trouble comes. I want you to understand that if you abandon this highway, the Lord himself will abandon you, because he said, no unclean thing shall move therein. I want you to sit down and analyze your life as we are moving on in this year. Many years ago, I shared with you about one man who arrived in heaven. He died at the age of 70. And he got to the gate of heaven. Said, I must enter. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. The angel said, no, your name is not here. So what do you mean? Check it very well. The angel began to check together. Check from page number one to page number last. They couldn't find his name. Now he said, but that must be wrong. Oh, live a good life. I go to church. I contribute my offering. Chairman of this, chairman of that. The angel said, okay, let me show you your record. And the angel brought out a piece of paper. And he saw his name there. And this was the analysis that he saw. He died at the age of 70. The analysis said, sleep, 23 years. Walk, 16 years. Television watching, 8 years. Eating, 6 years. Traveling, 6 years. Leisure and enjoyment, 4.5 years. Sickness, 4 years. Dressing, 2 years. Spiritual activity, 6 months. So now, where do you go? Judge yourself. You can see what you spend the majority of your life doing. Close your eyes, beloved. Any power that wants to waste my life, die! In the name of Jesus. It is good for you to pray now, so that the enemy will not waste your life. Many people have been wasted. It is up to you to declare that my life must not be wasted. In Jesus' name we pray. So much for that. You need to sit down when you get home. Get yourself a sheet of paper. Write down all those things you know they are wrong with your life. Don't deceive yourself. God cannot be deceived. The devil too cannot be deceived, because he's the master of deception. Because the highway shall be there, and a way. It shall be called the way of holiness. No unclean thing shall move there. But the wayfarers, though fools, shall not err there. But then, there's a second way. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. The way of transgressors is hard. The way of transgressors is hard. When a baby is born into the world, the baby comes crying. Crying for several reasons, physically and spiritually. Spiritually, because the baby has been born into a troublous world. That cry will not be repeated if you don't become a transgressor. But there is always hardness for the transgressors. What is the Bible name for transgressors? Let's look at these scriptures very quickly. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 43. Matthew 12, 43. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. That's an interesting scripture, showing you that evil spirits, they need rest, and they like dry places. That is where there is no word of God, where there is no seed of God. 44. Then he said, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he's come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh with himself 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be unto this wicked generation. The transgressor is the backslider. Backsliding will lead to being invaded by spirits of hell. You go back to your old sin, the old problems will come back. No matter how many deliverance you go to do. In Hebrews chapter 6, Hebrews chapter 6, from verse 1. Hebrews 6, 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms, and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgments. And this will we do if God permits. Now listen. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, it is impossible to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Put him to an open shame. When somebody looks at you and say, and you say you are born again, then you should examine what you are doing with your life. In 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 20, let me explain this to you very well so you know about this second highway, because unfortunately this is where majority are moving. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 20, for if after they have escaped the pollutions of this world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the later end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness. And it is better not to be born again, to remain an idol worshiper, to just worship Ogun Shango and all those things, and remain wherever you are. It will have been better not to be born again at all, than after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. So, but it's happened unto them according to the true proverb: the dog is returned to his own vomit again, and the pig that was washed to a wallowing in the mire. It's better not to know about it, not to hear about Jesus. In this Lagos now, we don't have unbelievers in Lagos. What we have are pagans. That is, it is difficult for you to be in this Lagos and say you have never heard about Jesus. So you've heard. Then the ball is in the court of everybody. But he said, now when you've heard, you've tasted of the good word, you have given testimony, you have done deliverance, you have heard the word of God, you sang the hymns, and then you fall away again and allow yourself to be entangled. So it will have been better not to allow it to happen. In Hebrews 10:38. Now, the just shall live by faith. But if any man or woman draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in it. Paul now made this positive confession. Said, but we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. To backslide is to go into the way of perdition. I want you to understand this. You cannot backslide without suffering. And somebody has said, every backsliding begins on your knees. It is the knees that will first of all begin to backslide. Once the altar of prayer begins to backslide, all of that is to follow. Backsliding is like a stranded sheep. It's like an eagle with a broken wing, a garden overrun with weeds. Backsliding is spiritual decay, and it's a gradual process. Sometimes by the time we say, this brother has fallen, this sister has fallen, they never stood, they never walked. They were crawling, so they just went back to the floor. A backslider is a very dangerous person to have around, beloved. Because he is a walking time bomb. It may explode anytime. Jonah was a backslider. And it was a dangerous person to have around. So when you begin to spend your time with the wrong people, spend your time in the wrong places, become a backslider, you hurt yourself, hurt others, hurt your family, you hurt your children, you hurt the church of God, you hurt your nation. When your desire is always worldly and no desire for heaven, then you are a backslider. A time will come. It may be before we close here today, maybe after today. But just like the present disaster happened without any warning, the trumpet will just sound. Some will hear. Many will not hear. Many will run back to church after the rapture has taken place. There will be many people in the church that day, and all of them will be backsliders. Who come, but the truth is not in them. Who dress one way in the church, one way outside. Talk one way here, talk one way outside. All of a sudden, that will be the sound of the trumpet. And in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, a transformation will have taken place. Many will have gone. Many will still be here. And it will be a tragedy to remain here after the trumpet has sounded. All the signs in the Bible that the end is coming are practically all fulfilled. But if you're a backslider, then you have trouble indeed. Who are backsliders? We need to correct our impression of who backsliders are. Backsliding does not always mean total abandonment of God. No, not at all. Not at all. A backslider is somebody who is not where God wants him or her to be spiritually. Meaning that many of us are here this morning. We need to cry to God to move you away from the smoke into the fire and to move you from dimness into light. Who is a backslider? A backslider is somebody who turns away from following God. Who is a backslider? A backslider is somebody who turns back to his ancestral iniquities. Who is a backslider? It's those who turn to their own crooked ways. The Bible says, as many as turn aside after their crooked ways, the Lord will lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. Who is a backslider? It's a person who loves this present world and is glued to the pleasures thereof. The Bible says, she that loveth pleasure is dead while she yet liveth. Who is a backslider? There are those who refuse to obey the true word of God. Just pick and choose. I pick this one. I don't like that one. I pick this one. I don't like that one. I pick this. I don't like that one. Who is a backslider? It's somebody who forgets God in his dealings. At least in their life, God becomes the tail instead of the head. Who is a backslider? It's somebody, according to scripture, who has left his first love towards Christ. When he first got born again, he was on fire. All prayer meetings will be there. Group meetings will come. Evangelism will come. But now, the fire has gone down. Money has come. There's a lot of comfort now. No prayer again. No serious intercession. Now, he's studying his Bible with a bottle of Coke by the side. He's reading the Word of God. He's chewing peanuts. Now, he's become lukewarm now. This person is a backslider. Who is a backslider? There are those who turn to false doctrine, unsound doctrine. You have prayed all your life with candle, and the candle has already candled your destiny, and you are still going back to it. This is a backslider. Who is a backslider? It's those who look back. I didn't say those who turn back, they just looked. The Bible says, no man who lays his hands on the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. All that the wife of Lot did was to look back. Just a look. Just a look. The angel said, escape from the city. Flee for your life. Flee to the mountains. The wife of Lot left. but her heart was still there in the world. And instead of fleeing, she began to say, these angels must be wicked. Did they know that my money, my jewelries, my friends are there in that city? But she became a pillar of salt. Who is a backslider? A backslider is somebody who is stagnant in the spiritual scale of God. What you were last year is still what you are now. What you were 2 years ago is still what you are now. Serious backsliding. Who is a backslider? A backslider is a hypocrite. Chameleon. One color here, one color there. We look at you and say, well, say today I am wearing the church look. Church look. When I'm outside, I wear the outside look. Hypocrisy. Who is a backslider? According to the Bible, it's somebody who wanders away from the path of understanding. Who is a backslider? It's somebody who has lost the fear of God. They are not taking God for granted. Taking for granted. In spiritual things, beloved, neutrality is not possible. Either hot or cold. It's either light or darkness. The highway of perdition is the highway of backsliding. And majority of those who will not go during the rapture and who come to church regularly and hear the word of God, they're just pure and simple backsliding. The trouble with the backsliding is that it will lead to destruction. It will hinder your prayers. Make up your mind today that you will decide that you want to move in the highway of holiness. The Bible says a highway shall be there, and a way it shall be called the way of holiness. No unclean thing shall move therein. But the wayfarers, though fools, shall not hear therein. Rise up on your feet, beloved. All eyes closed. In the church I used to go many years ago, there's a terrible terminology that we used to pray against. They talk about those who come to the world in vain. They just come there in vain. Spiritual Methuselahs, big for nothing. We pray against it a lot in those days. I don't want to come to this world in vain. I don't want to leave this place, and I cannot leave my footprints on the sand of time. We need to pray against these spirits. We need to pray against whatever is hindering the works of God in our lives. We need to ask God to break us down and remold us. We need to cry to the Lord to convert us to his battle axe. And in that conversion, you may need to knock one or two places of your life into position. There are people here this morning, the whole of last year, the Lord cried and cried into your ears. You did not listen. Your time may be running out. You may say, I have time. But you may not have time. You may not have time. And you say, after some time, I too will start doing this. You may not have that time again. Therefore, as many people as want the Lord to touch them, will you not report yourself to the Lord now and point out to him what you know you are doing wrong and be honest and sincere with the Lord this morning and ask him to forgive you? Whatsoever has been hindering you from getting to where he wants you to be is something that has to go. Will you not cry to him that no matter how you love the thing, that you want it out of your life? Do you want to continue like this? Don't you see how enemies overcome you with ease? It's because you are not where he wants you to be. It's because of this terrible backsliding spirit. Do you want to continue like this? And do you know that the destiny of so many people, they are attached to your own? And because you are not moving, they are not moving. Talk to the Lord yourself now with your own mouth. Your lack of motion in the school of God is putting you in trouble, putting others in trouble. Many are here. You are the Jonah in the boat of your family. You are putting them in trouble. Talk to the Lord now.
thank the Lord that anything that is making you to come behind your spiritual schedule, no matter how much you love it, ask him to take it out of your life. That your sugar daddy, your boyfriend, they are just destroying your life. All those things that the Lord expects you to do that you are not doing, they are pulling you behind. You cannot continue like this and expect grace to abound. Amen. We have some very serious prayers to pray here this morning. This is not prayer of, I want breakthrough, I want prosperity, I want that. No. The greatest prosperity is when you seek first the kingdom of God. Other things will be added unto it. I want us to spend quality time in that prayer. As we pray these prayers from our heart, expecting the power of God to move in your life, and expecting the principle of new creation to move in your spirit. Anything in my life that is hindering the purpose of God for my life, in the name of Jesus. Anything in my life that is hindering the purpose of God for my life, die. Masopokoya boshenta, ribosopondeke ya boshenta raba. Yes, yes, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. I'd like you to concentrate, because the prayers we are praying this morning is different from the other ones we have been praying. You open your mouth like fire and like thunder, and you will pray like this: every arrow of backsliding fired into my heart, in the name of Jesus. Masetekaya boshentera bakayaba. Open your mouth and begin to call upon God. Call upon the Lord here today, so that you don't go home the same. Every arrow backsliding fired into my heart, die. In the name of Jesus. Yes. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I shall not come to this world in vain. In the name of Jesus. I shall not come to this world in vain. In the name of Jesus. I shall not come to this world in vain. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, beloved. A spirit of error come upon Saul. From a prophet, he became a witch. A spirit of error come upon Samson. Although angels prophesied his birth, demons rejoiced at his death. He died with his enemies. A spirit of error came upon Esau. He sold off his birthright for food. A spirit of error came upon David. He watched an evil cinema show by his rooftop and he got into trouble. And the problem is still on ground now. That power
of error. My life is not your candidate. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Masikaya boshentera bakayaba. Thou power of error. My life is not your candidate. Die. Die. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Thou power of error, my life is not your candidate. Die, 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 die. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to be more aggressive with these prayers. The Bible says, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There is a possibility of falling even when you think you are standing. Every power that wants me to fall, in the name of Jesus. Every power that wants me to fall, yes. Masopokoya boshentera baraba. Every power that wants you to fall, your time is up. Da, da, da. Mashikara bosento. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says, as for such as turn aside after their crooked ways, the Lord will allow them to go with the workers of iniquity. Magnet of iniquity. Magnet of the crooked ways. Can you say these two things loud and clear? Release me by fire. In the name of Jesus, deal with the magnet of iniquity, a magnet of the crooked ways. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Aha, aha, aha. Jesus' name we pray. Every power that wants me to sing the Lord's song in a strange land, amen. If you have been to prison ministration before, the praise worship in the prison yard is the most powerful I have ever seen. Singing the Lord's song in a strange land. Every power that wants me to sing the Lord's song in a strange land, in the name of Jesus. That's right. Yes! I refuse to sing the last song in a strange land. Masikaya boshente rabasanta. Yes, yes, yes! In Jesus' name we pray. It was one day in the life of Samson that he came across Delilah.
He didn't know that that day was an evil day. You will pray like this. Evil will not visit me this year. When evil visited Samson, he didn't know he befriended his enemies. Evil will not visit me this year. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. One more prayer. And we're going to pray three times. And as many people as are praying with holy concentration, all of a sudden, you feel the touch of heaven in your soul. My Father! Break me and remold me. My Father! Break me and remold me. In the name of Jesus. Break me and remold me. In the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Aha, aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Two more times. It was a broken Jacob that got his name changed after 7 hours of wrestling and a dislocation of his long legs. It was a broken man. It was a broken Peter that preached the first message on the day of Pentecost. When he denied his Lord, the Bible says he went out and wept bitterly. He wept bitterly. He was a broken man. No wonder God was able to use him so greatly. My Father! Break me and remold me. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the final time. The final time. Open your mouth and pray. Yes. Yes. A brokenness and a remolding. Masapokoya boshentera basampindaka. Let there be a brokenness and a remolding. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. What was that last prayer point, beloved? Before you go to bed tonight, pray it for 10 minutes. Just that single prayer point. Let us share the grace in fellowship. Yeah.